got Zan Rice on the line here from Tripoli, where he's people have started to be more willing to criticise Gaddafi. Is that right, Zan?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I should probably start by saying it's extremely difficult to report from Tripoli because foreign journalists are not allowed to go and sort of walk around the city freely without government minders. But I've been in the last week and talked to people on the streets and the shops and cafes, and the vast majority of them, if they're willing to talk, are anti-Gaddafi and say he's finished and that it's time for him to go. And just the fact that they're willing to talk, even if, you know, in the back of their shop, out of the earshot of everyone else, seems to be a change, because a few months ago people were too scared even to that. So it certainly seems like he has not got a grip in the city.
So do you think we're looking at the prospect of some kind of uprising in Tripoli?
I think that's unlikely. The police have still got a pretty tight grip on the city, and people I've talked to, the attitude seems to be more, you know, we're waiting for the end. We know it's going to come, but we're waiting. And in particular, they're waiting for one of the rebel forces to the south, or the west, or the east, perhaps to advance on Tripoli and get to the gates of Tripoli, in which case, you know, the revolt will come from within. But I think it seems unlikely that there's going to be an uprising here imminently. Just another point regarding Gaddafi's support, which I think is quite telling. I mean, he's after the heavy NATO bombardment last week, he was calling for people to come to his compound and join the supporters outside his compound to act sort of as human shields, but also to demonstrate how much the people here love the brother leader. And those demonstrations are shown on state TV at night, and there seem to be no more than a few hundred people at most there. There was also another demonstration called last week to protest against the NATO strikes, and again, it was about 300 people. And this is a city of more than a million people, quite to Tunisia or Egypt, but still there are a lot of people still living here, and if that's the numbers he can muster, it certainly doesn't seem to suggest a great deal of support.
So it's quite a different case, say, to Yemen, where it seems like, although there's a lot of opposition to presidents, a great deal of people who are genuinely supportive of him.
Yeah, and again, it is difficult to get an accurate view due to being quite curious that he isn't able to muster these great shows of support here. And, you know, I think one of the factors perhaps that now that he's in hiding and he's far less visible than he ever was, people certainly don't feel the need to talk about him in such sort of glowing terms than they have in the past, and perhaps some of the fear that has existed for 42 years is starting to evaporate.
Okay, Zan Rice in Tripoli, thanks very much.